A Haines resident seeks a license to open a marijuana cultivation facility. And a closer look at the deficits in the Haines borough's two main funding sources. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more, up next. For the first time since Alaska legalized marijuana in 2015, a Haines resident has taken an official step toward opening a pot-related business. Carol Waldo applied for a license to open Glacier Bay Farms, a cultivation facility, at 17 Helms Loop Spur. Waldo declined to comment for this story. The only information about her plans is a basic public notice on the Alaska Marijuana Control Board's website. Her application is still at the state level. If it gets approved there, the business will still need to get the go-ahead locally before moving forward. Currently, there is nothing in borough code regulating marijuana businesses in Haines. Municipalities are allowed to set stricter guidelines than the state, but they can't be less restrictive. Interim manager Brad Ryan says the borough could decide to take additional steps, like imposing zoning restrictions or taxes.
There are things that can be taken up by the assembly or the planning commission, but we don't have any direction on that yet.
Ryan says borough staff has been looking into how other communities have dealt with the issue. He says he expects the discussion to pick up now that a Haines resident has submitted an application.
I expect this application is going to spur a lot of conversation about zoning, taxes, a number of things, I'm sure.
Last year, a local Chamber of Commerce marijuana committee recommended not going beyond state rules. In Skagway, the assembly adopted pot business zoning restrictions a year ago. The town's first marijuana retail shop opened in January. Haines residents have until May 11th to submit comments or objections to Waldo's state application. The Haines Borough Assembly has begun its review of the interim manager's proposed fiscal year 2018 budget. In the first in a series of budget stories, KHNS's Emily Files looks at the two central funding pools and the deficits predicted for them in FY18.
The Haines Borough has over 20 different funds that keep things running. The two big ones are the Area-Wide General Fund and the Townsite Service Area General Fund. Together, they make up almost 50% of borough revenues. The Area-Wide General Fund pays for services that benefit the entire borough, the school district, library, public facilities, solid waste, and borough administration, to name a few. Residents throughout the Haines Borough pay for these services through taxes. Chief Fiscal Officer Gila Stewart says she and Interim Manager Brad Ryan originally expected a $500,000 deficit in the area-wide fund.
That's just not what we're seeing for FY18.
That's good news. State funding that seemed to be at risk looks safe for now, and Ryan was able to trim some expenditures. So the area-wide fund shortfall is expected to be $113,000, way less than $500,000. But it's still a deficit. Luckily, the borough has accumulated a significant fund balance over the years in both the area-wide and townsite funds. Ryan proposes drawing from savings to cover the shortfall. It would bring the fund balance down to $2.5 million. So that's the area-wide general fund. The picture looks brighter for the next fiscal year than this one, with an only about $100,000 shortfall. But the townsite service area is a different story. The deficit there is expected to be larger than FY17, about $240,000. Much of that comes down to additional police expenditures. Ryan is proposing to increase the force from 4 officers to 5. People who shop in the townsite and residents who live in its boundaries pay additional taxes for police, public works, and animal control services. The Townsite Fund has a significant balance as well. Using it to cover the $240,000 shortfall will still leave close to $1 million in savings. Even though the borough can cover the deficit with savings, Ryan is proposing a 0.1% mill rate increase. That would raise about $18,000 extra for the Townsite General Fund. At a workshop, Assemblyman Ron Jackson questioned raising taxes when the borough is sitting on savings. But Ryan said the mill rate increase would be a step toward a sustainable spending plan, especially with the potential of more state budget cuts.
It's not just looking next year, it's looking long term. And we could, you're right, we could survive it this year, but what are we looking at the next year?
Fiscal Chief Stewart says best practice is for local governments to have 3 to 6 months of revenue cushion. Haines is on the high end of that. With the proposed FY18 budget, the area-wide general fund would have 6 months of savings. The townsite fund would have more than 9 months of savings. But Stewart cautioned against getting too comfortable relying on the fund balance to cover shortfalls.
If it took 20 years to accumulate it, is it appropriate to spend it all in 1 year? You know, like, how do you apportion out how you're going to spend it? I feel a little more like it makes sense to have a little rainy day fund so we can know that if something happens with the school population and the revenues for the school from the state plummet, that, you know, that we have a little bit of a safety area.
As the assembly continues to work through the budget, they'll decide whether the manager's proposal strikes the right balance between raising revenue, cutting spending, and drawing from savings. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
Future budget stories will focus on the police department and the tourism and economic development tax. With the summer months approaching, campers will soon be making their way to Haines. At the same time, residents are drawing attention to the lack of bathrooms at a Mosquito Lake campground. Community members say the issue has led to human waste along the river and an open hole where state-maintained pit toilets once stood.
I came down here because I knew there was no outhouse buildings here anymore, so I kind of poked around up here.
Greg Rasmussen lives off of Mosquito Lake Road. He walks through melting snow to the state recreation site.
And there, see, somebody built that one there.
Rasmussen is pointing to an outhouse without walls that was mysteriously constructed recently, sometime after the state removed its facilities. Rasmussen says he noticed a problem last summer, an open hole where pit toilets once stood.
It had broken down, but there was toilet paper and it definitely wasn't earthed over.
He was considering donating an old outhouse from his nearby property for the facility.
I had heard that nobody wanted a new hole dug, so use the existing hole. So I went down here and looked at where the old wooden ones were, and they were full. And one was covered up with a rotten piece of plywood, the other one was open.
Right now, there's still too much snow to confirm that the pits are there. And Rasmussen says the issue wasn't too obvious when the ground was thawed either.
It wasn't messy because it was all grown up with brush. But once you started looking around, you could see a little bit of toilet paper here and there in the weeds. You know, it wasn't like a big mess, but if a kid was wandering around in here, he could easily step in that one.
Southeast Park Superintendent Mike Eberhardt says the state went into passive management of the Mosquito Lake campground at least 10 years ago because of budget cuts. It's designated as a state recreation site, which is essentially an unmanaged campground. But campers are no longer charged fees to stay, and the Parks Department doesn't put any money into it. There's no maintenance or oversight. But that doesn't mean no one is using the facility. Haines Area Park Ranger Travis Russell says he stays there occasionally in the summer, and there are a number of other users as well.
The other uses out here, besides just the locals and the people who come across the border, there's the winter use. I know I've seen ice fishermen out here with scout troops, as well as there's the snow machine races when they do the speed runs. So there is significant use to where, there's all-day events where people are obviously going to need to use the restroom.
For certain events, the bathrooms are opened at the Mosquito Lake School, and some groups bring their own portable toilets. Eberhardt says when the state ceased management, they did leave the outhouses, but they didn't last.
Restrooms rotted. Not that they were in good condition to start with, but within a couple of years, they fell over.
At that point, he says the pits should have been filled, sealed, and covered. If that wasn't the case, or that work hasn't held up over time, Eberhardt says the state would go in and fix it. And he says if another entity wanted to put an outhouse there, the state would be open to that, but they won't maintain it. Rich Chapel at the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Haines says his department is interested in installing an outhouse if they could secure funding. But he says maintenance costs could be an issue. For now, without a bathroom facility, Russell says there are issues with people using the shore as a restroom.
When I came out here and camped, it's like anywhere there's bushes, like trying to get my kayak out of the water, and you gotta watch where you step.
The outhouse issue came up at a recent Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee meeting in Haines. That group said they would contact state parks to request they install a new outhouse and address any hazards with the old pits. As far as confirming whether there is an open waste pit out there, we'll have to wait for the snow to melt. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins.